The processional hymn 136, On Jordan's Bank the Baptist's Cry Announces That the Lord is Nigh. To this service of Holy Communion on this second Sunday in Advent, over many years also known as Bible Sunday. Our service begins with the opening greeting on page 201 of the prayer book. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together.
Almighty God,
to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We turn to page 222 for the full form of the Ten Commandments. Hear these commandments which God has given to his people and take them to heart. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods but me. You shall not make for yourself any idol. You shall not dishonor the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Lord's day and keep it holy. Lord, Honor your father and your mother. You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not be a false witness. You shall not covet anything which belongs to your neighbor. And on to page 224 for the Advent Penitential Kyries. Turn to us again, O God our Savior, and let your anger cease from us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Your salvation is near for those that fear you, that glory may dwell in our land. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And the collect of the second Sunday in Advent. Father in heaven, who sent your Son to redeem the world, and will send him again to be our judge. Give us grace so to imitate him in the humility and purity of his first coming, that when he comes again, we may be ready to greet him with joyful love and firm faith through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, help us to hear them, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that through patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45, beginning at verse 22. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, from my mouth has gone forth in righteousness a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Only in the Lord it shall be said of me, our righteousness and strength. All who are incensed against him shall come to him and be ashamed. In the Lord all the offspring of Israel shall triumph and glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to his grace, in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gradual hymn from Thanks and Praise, number 174. Your words to me are life and truth. Hear the Gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. Luke, chapter 4, beginning at verse 16.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown." This is the Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. just over 100 years ago, on the 18th of October, the 18th of October, 1922, the British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC, was formed by a group of leading wireless manufacturers. By the end of the year, their first Director General, Lord Reith, was appointed. He famously said that the BBC was there to inform, educate, and entertain. To inform, educate, and entertain. And down the decades, it has done just that. I wonder, as we think back, which part of its history and output on radio and television we value most. Is it what, for many decades, was the 9 o'clock news, now the 10 o'clock news? Was it the Archers? Was it the landmark viewing of the coronation in 1953? Was it Morecambe and Wise, particularly on Christmas night? Doctor Who? Songs of Praise? Sunday Half Hour? Your 100 Best Tunes? Or Friday Night is Music Night? Or was the shipping forecast? Or maybe the humble pips? As I reel off those programmes, I realise how much the BBC has become woven into my own life, and I suspect yours also, and that of the whole nation. I'm also struck by the central ideas of Lord Reith's founding vision that words matter, that the spoken word has an integrity which can speak to our world and change history. On this Bible Sunday, we are gathered around many words and are reminded that, above all else, God's word speaks into our world and changes history. This is most clearly seen as his promises are fulfilled in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. The power of God's word is clear in Isaiah's prophetic vision. We heard part of that this morning. We are gathered into the heavenly court as the nations are summoned for a history lesson. God proclaims his salvation of Israel through his agent Cyrus the Great. Cyrus has defeated the mighty empire of Babylon, freeing those held captive and enabling them to return home and re-establish Jerusalem. God proclaimed that Israel would be saved, and lo, it has come to pass. God's word has achieved its purpose. God's people are freed, and the nations realize that he is the Lord of history. Meanwhile, in our epistle reading from Romans, Paul reminds us of the role of God's word in the life of the church. In this climactic chapter, which was read this morning, Paul shows that God's word is a means of grace through which we are instructed, encouraged, and offered hope so that we might be of one mind for the glory of God. And in today's gospel reading, the teaching in God's word takes us to a different level as we are confronted with the word made flesh. Jesus stands, he reads from Isaiah, and tells the people that these words are fulfilled in him.
In many ways, it seems that this is what his hearers expected, having heard accounts of his prophetic ministry elsewhere. Now they hoped to reap the benefits of this local boy made good, as it were. Their expectations, however, are upended as Jesus proclaims that he has not come to offer divine favors to his hometown, but rather to proclaim God's radical inclusion of all in his plans for the salvation of the world. This jubilee, to end all jubilees, offers salvation for the poor, the captive, the blind, and the oppressed, and that goes far beyond the confines of one village. Together, these passages speak of the fulfillment of God's word, that they have an integrity to them. When God promises to do something, it will come to pass. There are no dead letters, but words which drive forward the history of the world, the life of the church, and the salvation of our planet. Too often, however, we are like the nations of Isaiah, surprised to see God's hand at work in our world. Like the Romans, we can be slow to realize that God's word is at work in us and can end up using Scripture to define our difference, rather than to unite us in common purpose. Like the people of Nazareth, we too can focus our hopes and prayers on special favors from God in the life of the church, rather than realize that the Word made flesh sends us out for the salvation of his world. On Bible Sunday, we can often feel ourselves exhorted to read more of the Bible and to do so more frequently. But our readings today ask much more of us, for we are invited to see the power of God's word at work in the world and the church for the salvation of the whole creation. Earlier, I spoke of the founding of the BBC, and like the Church of England and the Church of Ireland, it has over the last 100 years become a national treasure. The similarities do not end there, for we too, you and I, are invited to be broadcasters, transmitting clearly through words and pictures the fulfillment of God's promises in Christ. We too are called to inform and educate a world in need of good news, and whilst we may not be in the entertainment business, we are nevertheless to grab the attention of our neighbors so that they might realize that in our day too, Scripture is fulfilled in their hearing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed on page 205. We believe in one God. The Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father.
through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, as you have given the message of hope and comfort to your people in all ages, inspire the church with zeal to proclaim the gospel of Christ. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop. We pray for this group of parishes. And following our diocesan cycle, we pray today for the parish of Stormont and the rector, the Reverend Emma Rutherford. You have promised your Son will return. But how will your church recognize him? We so often fail to recognize you or identify your Spirit. Enable us and all your church to develop a sensitivity to you so that we may learn to interpret your will and to know the Christ in whatever guise he appears. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
prayer. Lord of creation, you sent John the Baptist as an Advent herald to cry, "Make straight his path," yet the road wasn't made straight for Jesus, and it hasn't been made straight for us. Bless Charles, our King, the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland and the government, all public representatives in Northern Ireland, also President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Tánaiste de Leo Varadkar, and government in the Republic. Be with those in positions of responsibility as they negotiate the hills and the crevices, that they may remain true to their own integrity and thus true to you. Give wisdom to the United Nations organization and all who have influence in disputes between nations, that they may count the cost of conflict and division before it is too late. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
Lord of our relationships, we thank you for your faithfulness and how you have guided and equipped us in our jobs and have provided in the past. As people feel financial strain during this ongoing cost of living crisis, bring them comfort and peace, reminding them that you are there with them and for them. Provide for them in their time of need. Here in our community is the place we practice Christian principles. It would be so comfortable to have certainties, to know exactly what we ought to do and how to do it, without having to think hard about what the Bible means. Help us to take the trouble to study your word, to benefit from all scholarship, and to learn for ourselves your word for today,
so that people may see in our lives obedience to the eternal truths contained within the Bible. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, may the compassion of Christ still prevail to heal the sick and feed the hungry through the divine love that never fails. As more people become sick, healthcare workers are working longer hours with fewer supplies and with more risk of contracting sickness themselves. Renew their energy and sustain them on long shifts. Bring your protection upon them as they work with patience. Inspire and invigorate the research doctors as they seek to develop further tests to diagnose disease and to eliminate its spread. We pray for all who are sick or are recovering from sickness or infirmity, in particular those personally known to us. And as Mary accepted your will when the angel Gabriel told her she was to be the mother of the Savior of the world, your son, and she rejoiced in it, so help those who suffer to grow strong through acceptance of your will, whatever that might be. Lord, in your mercy. God of Advent hope, we remember and give thanks for those who have fulfilled their work on earth and entered into rest. Grant them eternal life through the cross that was borne for them. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. In the tender mercy of our God, the day spring from on high shall break upon us, to give light to those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. The loose collection at today's service will be in favor of the Bible Society. The offertory hymn on the sheet provided, Thou art coming, O my Savior.
Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. We follow the third communion prayer on page 216, and at the appropriate time, the words of the Holy, Holy, Holy may be found in the inset at the back of the prayer book. Let us pray. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us to know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and singing. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We believe in the name of the body, for we all share one another.
Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Lord, here you have nourished us with the food of life. Through our sharing in this holy sacrament, teach us to judge wisely earthly things and to yearn for things heavenly. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God,
Almighty God,
we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you, gladden your hearts, and scatter the darkness from before you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Firstly, may I thank everyone involved in Friday night's Christmas fair. Particular thanks to the organizing committee and all others who helped in any way beforehand and on the night, as well as all who made donations of various items for sale or as prizes. The fair was a tremendous social success with a great crowd and atmosphere. And I'm delighted to say that it was also a significant financial success. To date, some £2,800 has been raised, so well done to everybody involved. Immediately following this service, there'll be a short meeting of the Select Vestry. Tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Parochial Hall, the Mothers' Union Christmas Party with entertainment. On Wednesday and Saturday evenings, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. Sunday next, the third Sunday in Advent at 10 o'clock, there will be a Christingle service led by the younger members of our parish, and all parishioners are asked to join our young people in attending this service, and also please, as we do not have so many in Sunday school now, could I ask all families to bring a gift which would be distributed later to children who might not otherwise have presents at Christmas. Gifts, please, should be new, wrapped, and with some indication of the age of the child for whom it is intended. As Christingle service next Sunday at 10 o'clock. And Sunday week, Sunday the 18th of December, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there'll be the traditional festival of nine lessons and carols, the music led by our own choir and also the choir of Anna Hilt Primary School, who will also participate. We are expecting the mayor to be present, and seasonal refreshments will be served afterwards in the parochial hall, as indeed there will be refreshments following the Christingle service next Sunday. The recessional hymn on the sheet provided, "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." Have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage
where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift.
In peace to love and serve the Lord.